HarperCollins presents The Blunders, written and read by David Williams. Also starring
Harry Enfield,
Adam Longworth,
Catherine Tate,
and Lizzie Waterworth.
With music by Michael Bennett. Introduction. Meet the Blunders. The Blunders are the most blundersome family in the blundering history of Blunderdom. They live in a crumbling country house named Blunder Hall. It has been the family seat for hundreds of years in the heart of the English countryside. Paintings hang upside down. Wallpaper is peeling off the walls. Windows are cracked. But none of those matter. Blunder Hall is the place this family calls home. Let's meet the characters in the story. Lord Bertie Blunder.
Hello, lovely to meet you.
The father of the family is a classic upper-class twit. He is 5,268th in line for the throne. Bertie just needs 5,267 posh people to drop down dead, and he will be king. Not that he wants to be, for Bertie Blunder is an inventor. One such invention of his is inflatable underpants. They inflate when wet. Ideal if you fall into the sea. Not ideal if you have a little accident. Bertie believes his inventions will make his family a fortune. But sadly, they end up costing his family a fortune. Still, they love him all the same. Lady Betsy Blunder.
Hello.
Betsy is Bertie's loving wife. They met 20 years ago at the upper-class twit summer ball. The pair knocked into each other and tripped into a trifle. Once they had wiped the cream, custard and jelly from their eyes, it was love at first sight. Like many posh people, Betsy is obsessed with horses. She is never seen out of her show-jumping outfit, clutching a riding crop and shouting, "Whoa!" There is just one teeny-weeny problem. She doesn't own a horse. Pegasus. Pegasus is Lady Blunder's imaginary horse. As he does not exist, no description is necessary. Old Lady Blunder.
Good afternoon.
Bertie's mother is in her 80s. Her favourite pastimes are shooting, shooting and shooting. She is never seen without her blunderbuss. When her husband died in a bizarre blunderbuss accident, her eldest son Bertie became Lord of the Hall. Bertie may assume he is head of the family, but he most definitely is not. Oh, no. Old Lady Blunder rules the roost. Bunny Blunder.
Hello, I'm Bunny Blunder.
Bunny is the 12-year-old daughter of Bertie and Betsy. With her pigtails, tutu and tap shoes, she seems like a dream child. But she can be a nightmare. Bunny is the apple of her father's eye. To Bertie, she can do no wrong. This has made her believe that she is a world-class ballet dancer, painter, and hula hooper, even though Bunny has never even tried any of these things. However, she is excellent at being beastly to her little brother. Brutus Blunder.
And I love sticky bogeys.
Brutus is a filthy little boy of 10. His clothes are splattered with mud, jam, gravy, sludge, and snot. He is Bunny's little brother. Unlike his sister, Brutus delights in all things revolting.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?